My youngest daughter is 12, and so I have fewer issues with childcare than I did, say, 11, 12 years ago, for sure. You may be in that situation or maybe not, and I think choosing childcare that's right for you and for your child, that can be a burden for a lot of people, especially, you know, I mean, here we are going back into a crazy school year. That means oftentimes that the caregiver who is at home maybe have one child left at home, and they're going to go and wanting to put that child into some sort of child care situation so that they can go back to work. Well, tell you what, we have a program called Young Start. It helps parents make an informed decision when putting their child in child care. We can learn about how that rating system works. There's an actual rating system that you can actually go online and find out some good information about the child care facilities in your area. Coral Manning is our guest today. She's the Section Chief of Quality Initiatives in the Wisconsin Division of Early Care and Education. And Coral, great to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about this. First, we've got it's the Young Start Quality Rating and Improving System.
Correct. Young Start is Wisconsin's child care quality rating and improvement system. Most states across the country have them. And so Young Start was developed in Wisconsin a number of years ago after a study showed that about 60% of child care in Wisconsin was mediocre or worse. Mm-hmm. So about 2010, 2011, Young Start came about, and we really wanted to have a way for parents to be able to objectively measure child care programs across the state. We wanted them to say, have a way to show what quality is other than the ways that you and I think of, which are talking to other parents mm-hmm. and looking in the phone book.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you don't know other parents.
Right.
As a matter of fact, or maybe you just moved to an area, or maybe you're, the area in which you live, there aren't a lot of kids.
Correct. And so I was in a very similar situation. I have a 14-month-old daughter and mm-hmm. Didn't have a lot of friends at the time who had children. And so I would be getting questions every now and then from parents. What should I look for? How can I find childcare? And fortunately, we have Young Start to be able to help parents do this. So we have a website, youngstar.wisconsin.gov. Parents can go on there and put in an address, so the location of their home or their work, and they can get childcare centers and family childcare providers as well who are rated on our scale within a certain radius. So mm-hmm. if you're in a more rural area, you might bump out that radius to 20 or 30 miles. But if you're in Madison and you're using it, 1 to 2 miles might be sufficient.
Yeah, which is kind of amazing, actually. And for our listeners, as you listen in today, I know you may have some questions about choosing a child care provider, or maybe you've used the Young Start program. It'd be great to hear from you if you've used that program or have an experience to share about child care providing. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Or maybe you are a provider. We'd certainly love to hear from you as well. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org, or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of our Facebook page. Certainly, we'd love to hear from you. Well, the criteria, you know, I think I sort of have it in my head. But talk about the objective criteria that
sure.
exists.
So we rate the providers in four different categories. We look at the education and training of the staff. We look at the learning environment and curriculum. So how do they have the environment set up, and are they using a curriculum that aligns with the Wisconsin Model Early Learning Standards, which is mm-hmm. what we'd like them to use when they're working with young kids. And then we also look at the health and well-being practices for the kids in care. So are they serving healthy meals? Do they have physical activity as part of their daily schedule? And then finally, we look at the business and professional practices. And so we know that that's very important in childcare. And one of the things that is often overlooked, especially in small family childcare programs, because they think previously they've thought of themselves as kind of caring for children, just maybe taking in a neighbor or a friend, but not as an official business. And we want them to think of themselves that way so that they can continue operating and keep the kids in care.
Yeah, are there, I guess, you know, if you're going to have the neighbor kid coming over every day, I mean, is that... Really? Should you be licensed for that?
So there are different levels of regulation.
Okay.
So you have to be regulated to be in Young Star, and that means that the county has certified you or the state has licensed you. If you're just caring for one or two children in your home, it is not required that you become certified or licensed. You certainly can. But when you decide that you want to care for more than three children in your home, at that point, that's when the county or the state would come in and either certify or license you. And so in order to be in the Young Star program, you have to first meet that basic threshold. You have to be certified or licensed, and then we'd go ahead and rate you. You don't have to have any of those regulation types, though, if you're just caring for your neighbor or friend. But if you wanted to take the Wisconsin Shares Child Care Subsidy kids from that program, so it's a program that helps pay for child care for working parents who are low income, then you do need to be regulated and you do need to participate in Young Star.
And we can talk some more certainly about that as well. And again, I will ask our listeners to call in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. So, Ken, this is interesting to me, the whole program. And I can't believe here I am doing this call-in talk show, and I'm probably do 400 topics a year, and this is the first time that I can remember talking about this particular topic. So to me, I mean, do you get that a lot?
I do, because it's important, but it's important sometimes for a short period of time when your child is young and you need to find care, but it's so important. We know that 90% of brain development happens in children before age 5.
Yeah.
And so it's so important that the environment that you're putting the child in for 8 to 10 hours a day has those resources and that ability to provide that high quality care so that they're getting those experiences early on. And we know from the research that kids who are in higher quality early care and education settings do better in life. They graduate high school more often. They earn more in their lifetime. They're less likely to be incarcerated. There's so many benefits to this that it deserves more attention.
It absolutely does, which is why I was happy to have you come in today and talk about it, because it is a statewide program. Eric in Madison has a question for us, so let's go there. Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for this program. It's very timely in our life. We're my family and I are moving to California, actually, in the next couple of weeks. And so we have not had found or set up a childcare situation for our 3.5-year-old. And so yet out there, even though we've had great success with our care in the Madison area in Cottage Grove. But so I'm just wondering what would you suggest that we should be looking for when we're kind of going into a new situation, mm-hmm. new city?
New state,
yes.
Yeah.
So the advice that I'm going to give you rings true for being in another state and in Wisconsin. So there are great resources available in your local child care resource and referral agencies. So in Madison, the one here is called 4C Madison, and they serve Dane and some of the surrounding counties. Mm-hmm. But they have the same things in other states. In California, there are actually a number of quality rating systems. So it depends on the county in which you're moving. And I don't know them off the top of my head, but California does have, 11 or 12 quality rating systems.
Wow. So this would be San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
So.
There's sure to be one there.
Yes. If not a rating system, they definitely have child care resource and referral agencies. So if you go online and search child care resource and referral and then the county or the city, you will be able to find it.
Yeah. And that's a great place to start because that, as you're saying, this is objective.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely objective. So we go in and we have a 5-star rating scale.
Five's the best.
Five's the best, yep. And each state has a little bit of a different scale, so they may have 4 stars. They may not use stars. They may use something else. But basically the same concept of a rating scale for programs. And I believe every state except Missouri has a rating system currently or in process.
Okay. So there you go, Eric. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. What from the point of view of the person who is looking, there's different ways to use your website, I guess, isn't it? Maybe let's just talk about it in that regard.
Sure. So if you go to the youngstar.wisconsin.gov, right at the top, you will see the ability to search for childcare. And so that's where I talked about doing the search by location. If you get kind of deeper into that search, so you search by location, and then maybe you want to see when they're open, or have they had a lot of issues with their mm-hmm. regulation in the past?
Yeah.
All of that information is available on there. So you see the past 2 years of their regulatory history, and then you also see the star rating, but then a lot of information about how they attained that star rating. So you can go into a point detail link on the website, and it shows, all right, I see that you earned 25 points out of 40, and you earn them because you are serving healthy meals and your teachers, half of them have associate's degrees. It really lays out pretty thoroughly how each program earned those points.
And we're going to talk some more and go into more detail on that with our guest today, Coral Manning. We're going to take a quick look at the news, weather, find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Net, and then we will be back with Coral. You stay with us. Well, as a working parent, child care providers are a blessing, to put it mildly, or can be a blessing anyway, but knowing how to choose a good one isn't always easy, or at least it was and hasn't been. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We're talking today about a statewide rating system. It's called YoungStar. And this system will help you make an informed decision about the care for your child. Our guest, Coral Manning, is the Section Chief of Quality Initiatives in the Division of Early Care and Education of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. And Coral, thanks again for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Glad to be here.
And if you have a question as you listen into our conversation here, I hope you'll join us. What kind of, have you had some good experiences? Maybe you've used the YoungStar program. I hope you'll join in, let us know about that. Or maybe you just have some questions about child care facilities and how to pick a good one, or again, other experiences you might have had. Call us at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or go ahead and post on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, and you can post your questions or your comments there. And I would also recommend going to the page, because it's a direct on the page, we have a direct link to the website that we're talking about. Part of our conversation has to do with the YoungStar website, and so it's a great opportunity. And I like the website, to be honest. There's a lot of good information on it. It's presented in a way that is nice and easy to read and to go through. So we'll be talking about it. So if you're at your computer, you might just go to our Facebook page, click on the link, and then you'll see the YoungStar link. So we. And the site itself, maybe just describe it because it's useful for a variety of people here.
Sure. So if you go to the Young Star website, you'll see across the top there's some tabs depending on you, the person who's coming to the to visit. So the Young Star program information is up there. The For Parents tab is one of the most valuable resources that we have on our website. And so in that area, we give parents information about how to choose high-quality childcare, what the Young Star rating system means, but then also information just that, that parents would need to know about what if I have a child with a special need? What do I need to? What questions do I need to be asking? How do I interview a childcare provider if I'm considering sending my child there? And then there are also topical fact sheets about nutrition and family engagement so that you can get the most out of your experience with the child care program. We also have some brain development videos in the resources for parents area. And we developed those videos to help explain the importance of early brain development and then also the effect of toxic stress and trauma on children early in life and how some stress is okay for a child to deal with as long as there's as long as it's dealt with in an appropriate way. But when a brain is overloaded with stress when they're young, that can have harmful effects for the life of that child. And then there's also one more video just about what Young Star is and how does it work. Just a brief introduction to Young Star.
So a lot of good information and some videos too that. And, you know, I think it's good to have those. There may be some misperceptions about child care, especially for the early child care, where you want your child to be safe. But there's also an education component, even at the earliest stages, is there not, Coral?
Yes, there is. And so a lot of times when you'd think of taking your child someplace, you definitely want them to be safe. And so that's where that base level of regulation comes in. But then there's a difference between a provider who takes your child and makes sure the environment is safe and puts them in front of a TV versus a provider who is following a curriculum and has a schedule for the child and creates a portfolio for that child and says, here's what Sally knows how to do today. Let's look at it again in a month after we've worked on it and see if she's improved. And then it's really intentional in the learning that they're doing with the children and making sure that those kids are ready when they have to go to 4K and 5K.
Yeah, actually, that's a very good points there. And again, if you want to join in, I don't know if I gave the number again. Let me do it right now. 1-800-642-1234. That's the number to call. Call in with your questions, comments, or experiences to share. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Someone wondered, I think emailed in and wondered, what's a good child to caregiver ratio?
So there are standards at each age of the child. So in Wisconsin, we actually have very good ones just at the base regulation level. And so at like for infants, for example, it's one caregiver to four infants. And then it moves up 1 to 6 and 1 to 8 and 1 to 10 as the children get older and as it's more appropriate to have one person supervising that many children. Low caregiver to child ratio, though, is one of the most important factors in the experience for the child because that one person's time is divided among all of those children. That's also a big cost driver for child care. And so if you're paying one person to be in the room versus two, that will increase the cost for the parent.
And unfortunately, a lot of times the people and often people with pretty good credentials are not making a whole lot of money doing it. You're not doing this to become a millionaire.
Right, exactly. Child care providers are very underpaid, in my opinion. And we've done a lot to help bridge that gap between the low child care wages and assisting those those child care providers and teachers in the classrooms to help them earn a little bit higher wage by giving them a reward. Actually, there's a program called Reward. It gives them a stipend. So if they've earned credit-based education and they stay in the child care field, they can get a small stipend every year for staying in the field. We also have a number of programs to help them get that education and training. So our Teach Early Childhood Wisconsin program helps people in the early care and education field pay for credit-based education. So it pays between 75 and 90% of the tuition at a public institution.
Wow, wonderful.
Yes. We have a number of other initiatives, too, where we've done challenge awards. So if a program increases their star rating in a given year, we send them a check. And we do our best to help support the providers in their quest to improve
their quality. And of course, as I'm looking at, I actually have the site up. I linked from my Facebook page to it, and I'm seeing the one area is for providers. Now, is that all that kind of information? Because that's really valuable information. A lot of people want to know about that. This may be the first time a lot of them are hearing it. Is that up on the four providers site?
Yes. So the child care, the four providers portion of our site has a lot of information about how to participate in Young Star for any provider, and then also how to improve their quality, or if they're interested in a certain topic area in the area or in the child care. So they want to know more information about how to serve better meals, or for example, if they wanted to know, get a toolkit for how to put a garden into their child care center, we have a resource on there called Got Dirt, and it gives them ideas about planting gardens and using them to engage families and serve the vegetables and fruits that they grow.
Very cool.
For healthy meals.
Mm-hmm. Talk about this on my garden talk show on Fridays. that's wonderful. And it looks like it's kind of an attractive publication as well.
Yeah, it is. Well, you can have it if you want.
I may bring this up on one of my garden talk shows. So this is wonderful. I thank you very much,
You're
Coral.
Welcome.
Okay, hang on to it. Let's go to Carrie in Rhinelander next. Carrie, hi. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. I'm afraid you might have just answered my question on that site. Would that be where we can find out where providers go for their fingerprint background check?
So it'll be linked on that site. So if you go up in the top left corner, there's a link that says the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. And then navigate there to the main Department of Children and Families webpage, and then from there, there's a link to Early Care and Education. I know this is a bit convoluted, and then you go on that page to the child care licensing area, and then from there, there's a link about caregiver background checks, and that will have all the information about where to find information about child care background checks or caregiver background checks, and then a number that you can call as well to figure out exactly where you need to go to get the fingerprint.
Okay, and that needs to be completed by January?
Correct, by January 1st.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this is something that all providers have to... This is a good idea, I think.
Yes, it was a law that was... I want to say not this past budget, but the year before that was implemented to require background checks for all providers who take our Wisconsin Child Care Subsidy Program for the provider and then the adult caregivers in the home for family child care programs.
You know, you talked and you mentioned this a little bit about low-income families or getting help. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of families out there where they're not making a lot of money. But they need to work, obviously. Are there resources out there to help low-income families get child care?
Definitely. So what I would say is you can go to accesswisconsin.gov, and so that's the centralized place where you can apply for any number of benefits through the state. But one of them is child care, and so you apply online, and it will tell you if you're eligible for child care. And so to meet the eligibilities for child care assistance, you need to be at 185% of the federal poverty level or below. And so if you meet that threshold, then your case would get forwarded on to the county or the consortium that administers child care in your area, and you would then work with them to determine your needs as far as your schedule and the number of kids that you have and which providers you'd like to choose to use.
So there, it's a process, but it's one you can take, and
exactly.
It may take a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take a little bit of time to do it, but
it will. You know, we do our best to keep it running as smoothly as we can, and as long as all of the paperwork is in that you need, all the eligibility requirements, then it can be quite a smooth process.
We should, and thanks again for that tip. Coral Manning, our guest today, with the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families, as we talk about the YoungStar program. It's a rating program that can help you as a parent select a proper place to have your child cared for. If you're a provider, maybe you're a child care provider, it's also a great opportunity for you if you haven't taken part in it or looked at least a look at it, because, as you say, Coral, there's a lot there to help the new person, let's say, or the new group that's getting started.
Exactly. And we'll take you at wherever you're comfortable. And so if you just maybe want to have a couple hours of technical assistance, you want somebody to come in and help you figure out where you want to, where you need help, we're open to that. Our process always starts with a self-assessment. So we have the program look at where they're doing great and where they want help. And then we work with them to develop a quality improvement plan. And so once they've decided which area of their program that they would like assistance in, then we provide training, coaching, mentoring to get them to where they want to be. And then we also provide a micro grant. So let's say you, going back to the garden, you wanted to put in a garden. And there's a cost to that for a child care provider.
Sure.
And so when you want to do that, you say, okay, I want to put in this garden, and here's the purpose for it. And then you submit that in your micro grant, and we will then be able to help you cover the cost of doing that.
I just got a Facebook comment from Lauren that I think is pretty nice. She said, I found YoungStar Search and 4C resources online to be very helpful in helping to narrow my search. Bottom line for us was to go in and meet the providers and take a look at the space, find out what a typical daily routine is like, and if possible, try to arrange a visit when children are there. I think it's a great way to see what interactions are like between children and providers.
That's wonderful advice. That's exactly what I would say. So use our website and 4Cs to get your list, and then go and visit the programs. Ask them for names of other parents who are in that program so that they can tell you honestly what their experiences have been. And a lot of times you walk in and you just have a gut feeling.
Yeah.
Is this going to be a place where I want my 12-week-old baby? So I think that's wonderful advice from Lauren.
And I want, here's the deal. Now, this is a rating system, so it's 1 to 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if I'm looking and I look in and I see, oh, gee, here's a 3-star that's right next door, but there's a 5-star, 20 miles away or 10 miles away. Is this what, you know, should I be worried if there's a 3-star rating? Let's put it that way, I guess. Go ahead.
So what I would say is you need to go to the place that you feel most comfortable. And so while we put these ratings here so that parents have a way to reliably compare one provider to the next, what's right for your family may be the 3-star. And so what we need to do is that we need to make sure that the parents are not just going by the star rating, that they're really going in and visiting the programs. In general, I can tell you, though, that the differences between 2, 3, 4, and 5-star
are
explain
real.
Them. They're real, yes.
Yeah, go ahead and explain them.
So at the 3-star level, a program has to serve nutritious meals and snacks. They have to have a budget. They have to pay their taxes, and they have to have teachers who meet certain educational levels. Mm-hmm. So half their teachers need to have at least 6 credits in early care and education. And then at the 4-star level, we move up a little. So we say you need to do a little bit more in your business practices. So you need to have policies and procedures in place so that you're minimizing your risk, so that you have a grievance policy. Mm-hmm. You make sure that you're treating employees fairly and things like that. You also, we bump up the education level then. So we say, okay, all of your teachers have to have some credit-based education at that point. You also have to go through what's called an environment rating scale. And so we come in and go into 1/3 of the classrooms, and we do this observation tool. It's a 3-hour observation, and it's pretty interesting because you go into this classroom with little kids running around, and you kind of have to be straight-faced. You are observing, you're counting the number of books, you're seeing the interactions, but you are really not supposed to have a lot of interactions with the kids because it's supposed to be very objective.
Sure.
So at that 4- and 5-star level, we go in and we do those on-site environment rating scale observations. And so you have to score an average of a 4 at the 4-star and an average of 5 out of 7. Mm-hmm. At the 5-star level. And then additionally at the 5-star level, we require the programs to do some strategic planning on the business side. So they meet with their board and they say, here's where we want this organization to go. We've listened to our employees. We've taken parent surveys, and we are being intentional about our business planning.
So actually, a 3-star could be the right...
Exactly.
The right place for many people. So it's not necessarily that it's a...
It's not a horrible center if they're getting a 3 versus a 5. There is a differentiation, though, I will say, at the 2-star level. And so if you decide, if a program decides they want to take the Wisconsin Share subsidy, but they don't want to engage in any kind of quality improvement, they can turn in a contract and they get a rating of a 2-star automated. So on our rating system, when they show up on the public website, it would say 2-star, and this provider has chosen automated, so they are not eligible to earn points. And so that means that they aren't having us come in and work with them.
Yeah.
And so being a parent, I would look at that and say, well, why not? Wouldn't you just, even if you're going to be a 2-star and you've earned some points or engaged in quality improvement, that to me says a little bit more than someone who's said that they don't want to have any kind of improvement work in their program.
Well, it sounds like a goal is to bring everybody, every organization, every group, or
all boats rising. Yes, we'd love to have all of the providers engaged in quality improvement. We know that everyone can't be a 5-star. Our goals are to move the providers up the levels so that we can have a more robust choice for parents in the quality of care when they're looking.
How many, how's the program, is it 5 years now?
Yep, 5 years old.
What's the, how do you feel it's been going?
I feel it's been going great, but I'm probably a little biased because I've been there since the beginning. But if I look at it compared to other states' quality rating systems, we are doing quite well. So we have about 4,100 programs participating, and that's about 80% of all of the regulated providers in Wisconsin. Compared to other states, that is phenomenal. Most other states only have, a few hundred or maybe 1,000 providers participating. So you say, go and be rated, but then the parents don't have as much choice in what to look for.
And I remember, in 15 seconds, when's the best time to start looking for childcare? I was told before the baby was born.
Exactly. I would go as soon as you become pregnant. That really, if you're looking
get
for
infant
care.
Get on the YoungStar site.
Yes.
And start looking and start evaluating.
Exactly.
Well, it's been a real pleasure, Coral. Thank you so much. We'll have to do this again. I was really, I learned a lot today, and I think a lot of our listeners did as well. And you're probably going to get a lot of traffic to that site. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.
Coral Manning, Section Chief of Quality Initiatives in the Division of Early Care and Education of the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. Go to that YoungStar site. It's on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. You got a link there, or just type it in your search engine and it is going to pop up. And thank you so much for listening. Scott Craven joins us tomorrow to talk about the world of wildlife here on the Ideas Network.